Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 418, and it is Awesome Anna Part 4. We've already found three very interesting things about Anna's devotion to God, and let's see what we have today. We're back in the same text in Luke 2, verse 36 to 38, where we're looking at the prophet Anna, the daughter of Penuel, the tribe of Asher. She is very old. We've talked about that before. She's lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then she's a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. She comes up to the parents of Jesus with the baby there, baby Jesus, and she gives thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. So what do we learn here about Anna's relationship with God? Well, in addition to the three previous episodes, something else I see here is her disciplined devotion to God enabled her to recognize when he was at work. Notice here that Anna approaches Jesus and his parents. They are not presented to her. She goes to them. Simeon, we know, had been told to expect something special in verses 26 and 27 of Luke 2. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. And then it says, moved by the Spirit, so something very specific, he went into the temple courts, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, and then there's an encounter there with Simeon. Something very direct and specific is happening there, but it looks a bit different with Anna. Anna recognizes God's activity without divine intervention, as far as we can tell. She is in tune with God. Despite her age, whether 84 or over 100, have a look at the previous episode, despite her disappointments, despite her vulnerability, she is impressively spiritually attuned to God's activity. Now, where does this spiritual insight come from? It seems reasonable to attribute it to her spiritual disciplines. What does it say about her? She is always at the temple, fasting and praying. An article by Robin Branch puts it this way, and I'll put the link to the original article in the show notes. Her lifestyle evidently invigorates her, for she is mobile, articulate, alert, spiritually savvy, and unselfish. Her ability to walk around the temple indicates her fitness and that her eyesight and hearing are intact. Her designation as a prophetess indicates her spiritual acuity. Her talk of the child to those interested in the redemption of Jerusalem indicates her deep connection with a like-minded community. In other words, Anna was spiritually centered. She centered her life on the temple, but the location is not the key here, but rather the devotion to a lifestyle of worship. We all need a spiritually centered life, a with God life, as Dallas Willard would put it. Anna's resolve to prioritize this led her to be in the right place at the right time, to recognize the hand of God at work, and then to join in celebrating that work, and to leave you and me with an inspiring example of devotion to God. So a couple of questions. Firstly, what helps you to stay centered with God? And secondly, which spiritual disciplines are you practicing at the moment, and how are they helping you to recognize God's hand when God's at work? If spiritual disciplines are a new concept to you, have a look at my website and search for that. There's lots of resources there. And I can also recommend the Renovare Institute, the link is in the show notes, as a very helpful resource. And if you practice spiritual disciplines, are the ones you are employing working for you? Do you need to persevere with them or try something new? Please leave a comment on this topic. We learn best when we learn in community, don't we? And if you'd like a free copy of my book on spiritual discipline, sign up for the newsletter at my website. And I do hope and pray that whatever's going on for you right now, you might find inspiration from Awesome Anna and her dedicated devotion to the disciplines that helped her to be close to God and to see him at work. Until the next time, take care.